AM 1230 WFAS. It's just about 9:30, as we've been advertising all morning. We are going beyond the sea. Actually, we're going boating on the Hudson Radio. Boating on the Hudson and beyond with Randy Scholl. Randy, the engineer.
First mate.
WFAS. And first mate. Along with Ivy Levy. Did I get that right?
Yes, you did.
Okay. And welcome to the show.
Thanks, Chris.
Let's talk all about the Hudson River and your show.
Yeah, we're taking the show out on the road tomorrow. We're going to be doing a live broadcast. Instead of in the studio, we're going to be taken out to the Striped Bass Restaurant, which is right on the water in Tarrytown, next to the Tarrytown Marina. And we've got a lot going on. We've got Ivy Levy, who does the cooking segment from Ivy's In My Kitchen, is going to be cooking on a Magma Marine kettle on the back of a 34-foot chaparral boat that they're looking to sell. So it's good. We have a cooking demonstration. We have a live broadcast. We're going to have some giveaways. It's going to be fun and lots of food. Ivy, what are you going to be cooking?
Tomorrow, I think we're going to work with beer barbecue chicken and some sausage on the grill bathed in beer. We're going to stick with a theme tomorrow. I'm looking forward to we're sticking with the beer theme tomorrow. I'm looking forward for everybody to come on down and hang out and have some good food and visit us.
Yeah, we're going to have a couple different vendors there giving out information, as well as the boys from Captain Lawrence Brewing Company who are supplying the beer that Ivy is cooking with there out of Pleasantville. So it's a whole local event, and it's going to be a great day. The weather's going to break by 3 a.m. is my prediction. So we'll be out there at noon. Come on by. Ivy's going to have food, chicken, sausage, and it's going to be a good time, and what a great way to kick off the weekend.
Now, tons of fun.
Getting back to your show, Boating on the Hudson Radio is 12 o'clock on Saturday.
Yes.
8 a.m. on Sunday.
Right. A replay.
This will be going on right through the summer months.
Yes.
And something to look forward to for the weekend as you go boating and you whatever, you know. You're not a fisherman, are you, Randy?
No. Well, I've been known to drop a line in the water. But, I mean, we do segments on boat maintenance, on dock and dine, on fishing, on people who make their living on the river, Ivy's cooking segment from Ivy's In My Kitchen. So it's about all aspects of boating and enjoying the Hudson River, which a lot of people just take for granted and don't really get to appreciate. So we're hoping by the show, maybe we can get people into boating. And there's other ways for people to get into boating besides owning a boat. There's, you know, you can rent boats, you can rent out fishing boats, or you can just go down and enjoy the river at one of the parks that are along the river.
Well, I know the Hudson River has never been cleaner. It's really looking very nice.
I drink a cup a day. And look at me. No, it is. It's very clean. It's gotten a lot cleaner. And we've had people on who have told stories, who grew up on the river, who have just explained that it used to be 25 years ago, you'd be basically swimming in raw sewage. And now it's clean. You can fish. You can crab. And a lot of people do. And that's, you know, one of the shows we've done before in the past is cooking with straight bass you can catch in the river, crabs, everything. So, and that's what Ivy does. And Ivy's just got a new product out that we wanted to bring up. And one of the things we're going to be promoting tomorrow, it's her new oil. Ivy, you got to want to tell everybody about that?
Magic oil. It magically makes you a better cook. It's a flavored cooking oil, which is something that's completely different to the market. It seasons your food. It has a built-in alarm, and it tells you when the pan is ready. When you can smell magic oil, your pan is hot enough. But really, it's the best for grilling. Mm-hmm. Marinates your food in one good brush. You need no flavoring. And the grilled vegetables, So I'd love for everybody to try it. We'll be there tomorrow, and you can come and get some.
Striped Bass Restaurant in Tarrytown.
Yep.
And I'm very familiar with that place because we had the fishing derby there April 22nd. And I'll tell you, what a weekend that was. I mean, it was raining, but they never caught so many striped bass.
Right.
There was like, I tell you, there was 40, what did they catch? 14-pounder?
47.
47-pounder, yeah.
Wow. The largest on record coming out of the river.
14 inches long or something. But yeah, there was tons of striped bass.
Yep.
And so it's good fishing. It's good fun boating.
Yep.
I had a question. We were talking about kayaks before. You can't put a kayak on the Hudson River.
Sure you can.
Sure
a lot
can.
Of kayakers do. As a matter of fact, there we've done a show in the past. There are a couple of kayaking companies that rent kayaks, do kayaking tours, windsurfing tours, and I think they also do paddle boats, but I don't think that's as popular. But yes, there are plenty of people who do, plenty of companies who do kayak outings along the river.
Wow, that's a big thing now, kayaks. Everybody's buying
great
a
exercise,
kayak.
Too. Yeah, you can, and it's great on gas.
And we had mentioned the fact also that, you know, you can't really do too much except sit in the kayak. But I understand they're making them bigger now, and you can actually, there's a place where you can put a little fishing pole.
Sure. And of course, the all-important cup holder.
You know? Right. You got to have the cup holder, too, and the six-pack, right? No, I'm kidding. No.
If we could just quickly give out Ivy's website and our website.
Okay, sure. Go right ahead.
Give away your website.
Well, come visit me to buy Magic Oil. It's www.ivysinmykitchen, and it's I-V-E-Y-S.
And the website for the radio show is boatingonthehudson.com. All the shows are archived. They can be listened to 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can download them to your iPod and take them with you.
Mm-hmm. They're still raving about the fact that you have a Boating on the Hudson, a line on the line.
A website?
On the website, yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
Fabulous. And the fact that you have a boating show on the radio must be the only one of its kind.
At least on the Hudson River, that it is.
Well, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks, Chris.
And, of course, Striped Bass in Tarrytown is the place this weekend. And they got some great clam chowder there. You want to try that sometime.
And the big stuffed clams. Highly recommend.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
9:36, 24 before 10.
The first annual Westchester Ultimate.